Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber was founded in 1924 and we have over 500 business members. We build lifelong relationships and we promote our members and advocate for business interests in Carroll County and beyond. And the Chamber not only builds relationships with our members and the community, but also between the business community and our elected officials, both at the state level and the local level. Each year brings with it a new session of the Maryland General Assembly in Annapolis. And the General Assembly is Maryland's legislative body. They directly represent the electorate. The state has 47 districts that are represented by 47 senators and 141 delegates. And you can track the progress of any of the specific bills on their website, which is mgaleg.maryland.gov. So we have meetings throughout the year as the chamber that are geared toward bringing our elected officials and our citizens together. We think it's important that you get to know the people that represent you. Our first meeting of this year is going to be this coming Tuesday at Ziegler Hall, which is part of the Brethren Center in New Windsor. This will be our legislative kickoff breakfast, and we're going to feature all of our state senators and delegates that represent Carroll. The meeting begins at 7:45, and we already have close to 120 folks who have registered for this. If you're interested in coming, call our office at 410-848-9050, and we might be able to get you into the meeting. It's $12, and it comes with a nice breakfast. So one of the delegates that will be in Annapolis and that will also be with us on Tuesday happens to be my guest today, and that's going to be Delegate Justin Reedy.
Good morning, Delegate Reedy.
Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself? Did you have a nice holiday?
I did. We did have a very good break, and looking forward to launching into 2015, and I am looking forward to the meeting on Tuesday.
Excellent. Well, listen, thank you so much for being with me on Chamber Chat today. So let's find a little bit about you. As I understand, you were born in Mobile, Alabama, correct?
Yes, I was.
And then you attended Carroll Community College, and then you graduated from Salisbury University with a degree in political science?
That's correct. Yes, my family moved to Carroll County when I was 11 and, stayed here local and went to Carroll Community College, went to Salisbury University, and I'm actually I'm in an MBA program right now at University of Maryland University College, and just really love this area, love being a part of Carroll County and a part of Maryland, and excited to, work hard to do what we can to make this the best place, in the country to live, so.
Well, we all appreciate that, and you do a great job. And I'm sorry, you live in Westminster, correct?
Yes, I do.
With a wife and son?
My daughter. My wife, Ruth, is a public school music teacher, and my daughter, Brooklyn, is going to be 3 in April.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about what we can expect out of Annapolis. First off, which committees did you serve on over the last 4 years that you've been there?
My main committee, every delegate is put on one major standing committee. There are 6 in the House of Delegates. I served and will continue to be serving, at least for now, on the Health and Government Operations Committee in the House of Delegates. That's a committee that deals, as the name would say, with a lot of health care issues, health insurance, health care, scope of practice issues with physicians and who gets to do what and that sort of thing. Healthcare reform, those issues all come before our committee. Also, government operations is part of the committee that deals a lot with sort of how the government functions, what rules we have, procurement, contracting, minority business enterprise, all of that comes through my committee. So we really touch on some major things that are of concern, I know, to Maryland and Carroll County businesses and business owners. And it's been a very exciting and challenging experience to be on that committee, and I've been appointed to serve on that committee again, at least for the time being, in the House of Delegates for the next term.
Excellent. I was amazed to find out that there are something over 2,500 bills that are introduced every year in Annapolis. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's probably about probably a couple thousand too many, in my opinion, or at least it's a lot of bills. Now, in that number includes a lot of bills that every year every county brings certain legislative things that they have to bring to the General Assembly. So that number does include probably 200 or 300 bills that are county related. but I mean with the different jurisdictions in the state, but it's a large number of bills.
Definitely. Well, I'm sure that everybody in the business community is interested in what is in store, in your opinion, for the business community this coming session.
Well, I'm very excited about this upcoming session. In the past, I know that folks in the business community, and myself included, being a sort of entrepreneur, small business person myself, we've looked at the session with a lot of fear and trepidation because for 90 days, you got legislators down there coming up with bill ideas and rules and regulations that oftentimes these are folks who don't have experience working particularly with small business, or in many cases even working with business in general. And so they're not really understanding the impact of the things that they're proposing. But now we have a governor coming into office, Larry Hogan, who's a businessman himself, small business person who's built his business into a major company, and now is taking office as governor. And the goal really is something that I've worked on for 4 years as a delegate, but it obviously helps to have the guy at the top. Our goal is to, we want to see Maryland's tax burden be reduced, particularly for job creators, so that we can get our economy moving. In order to do that, we have to get spending under control because we have a number of budget problems with the state because of a real lack of fiscal discipline. But also, in addition to that, we're not going to be able to slash the tax rates, you know, in the first session or anything like that. We do hope to get some tax relief through, but that's more of a long-term project. But what we can do is have a governor and cabinet secretaries who understand that their agencies are there to work with businesses, to be partners in the effort to build our economy, not in a competitive nature and not in an adversarial role, which unfortunately, particularly some of the environmental agencies and regulatory agencies that we have in the state have been a bit adversarial with our business community. And I've heard from a lot of your members and other folks who've been very frustrated. So our goal, the Hogan administration's goal, will be to change the dynamic in those agencies, to knock down any walls between agencies that keep them from sharing information, to smooth the permit process out, or whatever kind of process they have. We want to make Maryland as business friendly as possible starting this month when Governor Hogan takes office. We want to start making Maryland open for business again.
Well, that's really good news. I think a lot of our actual members are going to be excited about that. And I know that it seems to me like the actual challenge that he's going to have is getting everybody in Annapolis to work with him, because it's still pretty much of a lopsided viewpoint state. How do you think he's going to do that? I do know, right, that the actual governor, he's got the final say on the budget, right? And it can't be increased. It can only be decreased. Could you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. Maryland's governor is actually one of the more statutorily or constitutionally powerful governors in the country. You know, different states have different rules about what their governors are able to do. But in Maryland, the governor submits the budget, and the legislature cannot add money to the budget. The legislature can only cut from his budget. They are also able to move money around, so you can have some game playing that way, or the legislature has a role in sort of assessing priorities as well and assigning money to meet those priorities, but they can't increase spending. So it's what the governor's administration wants tends to be something that weighs heavily in the budget-making process, obviously not exclusively, but the governor can set priorities, and his agencies are responsible for how they spend money, how they develop regulations. So it's a tremendous amount of power that sits with the governor, and that's a good thing for a state where we obviously are very lopsided, where there's a much more sort of left of center and in many cases anti-business legislature. To have a pro-business, right-of-center governor with that kind of control, not that he can go it alone. He's going to have to work. We got to work together with both parties. But he does have a lot more ability to affect policy than maybe in some other states, or even in some cases, the president doesn't have as much budget-making authority as the governor does. Our governor has a lot of ability to control that process, which is good.
Yeah, that's very good. Justin, what can the average person do to stay informed of what's happening in Annapolis? And what can they also do to have their actual voices heard?
Well, number one, I can tell you that one of my favorite things to do is to talk with folks and hear from people in the community about what is on their mind. And whether it's a business issue or a personal issue dealing with the government or even just an opinion about something we ought to look at, I think, you know, I come from the philosophy of, you know, you probably could find 1,000 people randomly in a phone book that can do, which we don't have phone books much anymore, but can do a good job running the government. That sometimes we have, there's an elitist attitude in government that's not good. I think the more input you get from people, the better. I encourage people to feel free to contact me anytime. And if they email me, I can give a way for them to get in touch with me. But if they email me, I can get them on my email list. I send out regular updates during the sessions. I know that many of the other legislators in Carroll County that represent Carroll County do the same thing. And so contacting our offices, you know, asking to be put on any email update list we have will get you some information just organically from us. One of the best ways they can do is either call us or email us in our offices. You can also, you know, you can find all my contact information on my website, which is just my name, justinreedy.com. That last name is spelled R-E-A-D-Y, like ready, justinreedy.com. And I have all my contact info for how you can reach me at my office or, you know, even on social media where I'm very active as well. One of the best things they can do is follow their legislators on social media, connect with them, make sure they get on their email list, and understand we work for you. You know, we work for the people. You know, our job is to represent you. We may not always agree on every issue, but the best thing people can do is connect with their individual legislators and let them know, hey, I'm paying attention, but I want to give you my input, but I also want to, you know, get information from you too. And our Carroll County folks, I think, are very good about wanting to connect with people.
Definitely. And what's a number that folks could call you at? Because I find in this area at times, some people don't even have access to the internet. So if they wanted to call you on the phone, how would they do that?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Well, absolutely. My office phone number is 410-841-3070. That's 410-841-3070. And if you don't get somebody, we don't have large staffs. We usually have one person working in our office and not always even full time. Our budgets for our offices are very limited, which is a good thing overall. But if you don't get somebody live, please leave a message, because if we're not there, we check if our staff is out or I'm out. We get the messages, you know, very frequently. We get back to people.
Great. Well, I wish we had more time to talk, because we could talk forever. But I really appreciate you being on the show this beautiful Sunday morning.
Well, thank you so much, and I, you know, look forward to working with you over the next few months and years as we try to, you know, make Maryland and Carroll County more business friendly.
Thanks a lot. And again, if anybody wants to get a chance to meet with Justin, call our office at 410-848-9050, and we might be able to fit you into the meeting this coming Tuesday. As I said, we've already got over 120 folks signed up.
Thanks again, Delegate Reedy, for being with me this morning. I have a couple of fast announcements. The Chamber is going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day this March 11th through the 18th. So if you're interested, give me a call at the office, 410-848-9050. And aside from our legislative kickoff breakfast this Tuesday, we also have our State of the County address set for Tuesday, January 13th at 7:30 in the morning at the Carroll Arts Center. This is a free meeting, and it will feature our new board of 5 county commissioners. You can hear them each speak, and you get a chance to meet them. So if you'd like to stop off and see us at the Chamber, you can stop off online at carrollcountychamber.org. Or again, you can call us at 410-848-9050. Or you can stop in at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. We're right next to Giulianova's Italian Grosseria. So when you stop off to get one of Billy's famous subs, you can stop in and say hi to us. So thank you for listening this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday. Do something special with family or friends today. And God bless.